local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
It is 48 degrees at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neft. A very good afternoon to you from the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. Our top local stories this hour. Have you looked outside recently? A big change in the weather. And coming up, we'll tell you if it's impacting your drive over the passes. We're also learning more about a December shooting right near the road directly ahead, who police have in custody. And a house fire in Verdi sends crews scrambling to the scene. On the way, we'll let you know if anyone has been hurt. FM News Talk time. It is 12:06. It is our top local story. A big change in the weather. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But first, we are just learning about a SWAT team call out in Douglas County this morning. This went down in Gardnerville off Alicia Circle. That's near Tillman Lane and Muir Drive. Officers executed a search warrant around 5:45 this morning after a two-month investigation into 46-year-old Brandon Michael Kinnon. He's now in jail in Minden on a number of charges. Well, rain and snow will be a major issue across the Reno Tahoe region. It actually already is. Rain will keep falling in Reno this evening. The National Weather Service expects the snow level to drop from 7,300 feet to 6,500 feet. Forecast to hit 4,600 feet after midnight. Wind gusts will likely reach 25 miles per hour. Chain controls are now up for parts of I-80 in the Sierra. And if you are heading down the pass on the other side, take care, because once you get into the Sacramento Valley, it's a little on the wet side.
We've been driving since the 4 o'clock hour. Is just the sheer volume of pooling water off to the side of the roadway. There are spin outs that have been happening. There have been reports of people having hydroplaned. So it's a big factor this morning.
Melanie Wingo with KCRA TV Channel 3 in Sacramento. More weather again coming up in just moments. More details into a shooting that rocked downtown Reno. This happened back in December off North Virginia and 3rd Street, right near an entrance to the row.
The suspect in this case has been identified as 23-year-old Malachi Robinson. On April 11, 2026, Robinson was arrested by the regional gang unit without incident. Robinson is currently being held at the Washoe County Jail on a $250,000 bail.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio won out of their home in Verdi after a fire last night. This happened off Highway 40 around 9:15 p.m. Truckee Meadows Fire Rescue says a number of cats who live there are also now homeless. The Red Cross is helping out. No one is hurt and no word on the cause of the fire. Another fire, this one in Sparks Burns 2 home. That blaze broke out around 7 last night in the area of Comalite and Earthstone. Amateur video shot from the scene shows black smoke billowing into the air from the fire site. Authorities say they're investigating the cause of the blaze. A traffic stop turns into a crash that puts two in the hospital off Audie and Sutro. The Washoe Sheriff says this happened around 11:30 last night. Reno police tried stopping a black sedan, but that car didn't feel like it took off and slammed right into another car. The intersection was closed for hours while police got things cleaned up, helping more Nevada kids get into hunting and fishing.
If you encounter a bear, obviously stay a safe distance away from it. We want you to haze it.
And word is from the Division of Wildlife, you can make a $15 donation to the program, which the DOW says removes financial barriers to get kids involved in these activities. You can find more about it on the Nevada Division of Wildlife website. If you must get high, state officials want you to do it legally.
The illicit market, which includes both actual cannabis that's being sold by drug cartels, being delivered to hotel rooms, which legal cannabis can't do, and other things. That's a big chunk of the market, and of course that pulls away from taxable sales.
And that's Nevada State Treasurer Zach Conine, the State Cannabis Compliance Board, launching a database that tracks nearly 50,000 products sold at licensed dispensaries across Nevada. The system allows users to view key details like lab test results, ingredients, potency, and whether a product has been flagged or placed on hold. Do you have plane tickets on Spirit Airlines and worry the airline might not be there when you're supposed to travel? Well, there could be some hope and relief on the way.
Spirit Airlines hasn't been able to turn a profit since the pandemic, and now it seems the company is on the brink due to those rising fuel prices. So how did we get here? Now, after filing for bankruptcy a second time last year, Spirit was hoping for a comeback this summer. But now that plan is in jeopardy. The Wall Street Journal reports the airline is seeking a financial lifeline from the White House to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars to help with fuel prices driven by the Iran war. Now, 4 years ago, JetBlue proposed a merger with Spirit, but the Biden administration challenged it, and a federal judge ultimately blocked the deal in 2024.
And that's Fox's Dana Marie McNichol. Do you plan on visiting Anaheim soon? You might be paying more if you're going to go see the mouse.
The Florida theme park rolled out its pricing through October 2027, and the most expensive one-day ticket will cost $219 a person on President's Day weekend. Peak ticket prices this year reached $209. Disneyland's peak ticket has reached $224. Disney is offering some discounts to try to draw visitors in during the summer months, but with far fewer perks. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
There's a new study showing a possible higher risk of autism tied to prenatal medicine. Researchers at the University of Nebraska Medical Center looked at more than 6 million child health records between 2014 and 2023. They found mothers who were prescribed sterile biosynthesis inhibiting medications during pregnancy were more likely to have a child diagnosed with autism. The more doses prescribed, the more risk increased. One of the study's authors says the findings don't suggest the medicines aren't safe, but rather raise questions about their use during pregnancy, a time when even small biochemical disruptions can impact fetal brain development. FM News Doc Time is 12:12. Now with more, here's Phil.
I have some good news about the traffic conditions up in the mountains. The chain controls on Interstate 80 have been lifted. There are no chain controls anywhere in the mountains right now. That's the good news. Bad news is we have a non-injury collision on eastbound Interstate 80 right around mile marker 24. That's in between Mustang and the Scenic Lookout. It's off to the side, not really affecting traffic all that badly. Just watch yourself as you pass by. It is 49 degrees in Sparks, 47 in Carson City, 51 in Smith Valley, 36 degrees up at South Lake Tahoe. Let's get a look at your weather.
A sprinkle here and there, but by and large, dry weather in the valley. And then the mountains, the winter weather advisory goes till 5 tomorrow afternoon. New sandals are in at a proper fit. Shop the largest selection of Stiley sandals from Atrex, Birkenstock, Taos, Dansko, Allegria, and more. Feel comfort with style. You'll want to take them home. Proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Right after the noon news, Guy Benson at 1 on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Treat your skin to the care it deserves with rejuvenating facials at Hall & Rye. Whether you want to refresh, rejuvenate, or address specific skin concerns, their board-certified plastic surgeons and medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient and tailor every facial to your individual needs. Feel confident in your skin again. Schedule your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your skin deserves the best.
There's always something new at the Carson Nugget.
The Carson Nugget has two incredible comedy shows coming your way. First, actor and comedian Tom Arnold will be performing in the Grand Showroom on Saturday, April 25th.
Was sitting next to my ex-wife. She was getting makeup on, and I heard the makeup artist say she'd gotten a facelift. My ex-wife wanted one. And I said, no, you're not getting a facelift. Obviously, I don't care what you look like. I married you the way you are. And the next thing I know, I got bloody scratch marks down the side of my face.
Then, Fox News Network comedian Tom Shalhoub will be performing on Saturday, May 30th. Both shows will sell out. So get your tickets today by visiting ccnugget.com or stop by the Carson Nugget box office today. Don't miss Tom Arnold, April 25th, and Tom Shalhoub, May 30th.
There's always something new at the Carson Nugget.
When your car gives you that uh-oh moment, turn to New Gen Automotive in Gardnerville. Experienced mechanics who've been serving the area with honest diagnostics, quality service, and affordable prices. From brakes and oil changes to transmission work and AC repair, they've got you covered. Located at the corner of Southgate and Service Drive in Gardnerville. Call 775-783-1925 to schedule your appointment today. That's 783-1925. New Gen Automotive. A mechanic you can trust.
In life's most difficult moments, La Paloma Funeral Services is here for your family. As a locally owned and operated funeral home, we provide compassionate, personalized care, traditional funerals, and beautiful memorial services, dignified with transparent pricing, experienced staff, and deep respect for your loved one. We help you honor their memory your way. La Paloma Funeral Services, caring for Northern Nevada hearts. Call 827-3700 or visit LaPalomaFuneralServices.com.
Ready to equip your 4x4 for the great outdoors? Look no further than Truck NV Reno. You won't find a more complete truck accessory shop anywhere in Northern Nevada. For work, off-road, camping, or sheer pleasure, Truck NV has it all. Reno's headquarters for American-made truck caps and tonneau covers from Ranch and Venturous, along with the biggest selection of tires, wheels, lift kits, and more. Stop by Truck NV, 75 East Patriot Boulevard, Suite 13, or search online at truckenv.com.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
The sheep are coming to South Reno. I'm John Potter for the new news. The Humboldt Toyabe National Forest authorities say 900 grazing wild sheep are going to be working the hills of Arrow Creek starting this coming Monday. Their mission: eat up all the invasive weeds and reduce the fire risk, and they also create fuel breaks on the terrain in case fire still breaks out. This is the way. The sheep also get into areas that neither equipment nor humans can get into. They will target Thomas and White's Creeks. The herd will be managed by Gardnerville's Borda Land and Sheep Company. I'm John Potter for the new news on FM News Talk 99.1 KKFT.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:17, 48 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. If you are just checking in, the three big things you need to know. Is winter making a comeback? Well, as you just heard, chain controls are now lifted on I-80, but snow is falling. I just checked live radar right now in much of the Sierra on your way down to Sacramento. We'll get more in weather directly ahead. You can see the smoke for miles. Two homes burned in a fire in Sparks, sending fire crews rushing to the scene last night. The cause is under investigation. And two sent to the hospital after a driver flees a traffic stop at Audi in Sutro last night. And it is our top national story, a tense exchange this morning between Kevin Warsh, he's President Trump's pick to head the Federal Reserve, and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren on Capitol Hill.
Just one little place where you disagree with Donald Trump.
Well, I do have a disagreement, actually, Senator, with the president. I think even this morning, he said that he thought I was out of central casting. I think central casting, I'd look older, grayer, and maybe show up here with a cigar of sorts.
Quite adorable. But, you know, we need a Fed chair who is independent. That's the only way we preserve the independence of the Federal Reserve.
And you just said, Warsh said he would agree. He would remain independent. That was about as nice as things got.
I have worked tirelessly with the ethics officials at the Office of Government Ethics.
And you have not revealed $100 million dollars
and have
assets.
Agreed, Senator, to sell all of
That's
my financial
not my
assets.
Question.
And he does face some headwinds, with Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina pledging not to allow any confirmation of anyone for the Fed until the Trump administration ends their criminal probe of current head Jerome Powell. Well, if you are just checking in, he tried to move meth in Reno and now he's going to prison. 36-year-old Jose Jimenez Martinez has pled guilty after the Fed searched his apartment in Madera, California, just north of Fresno, and found more than 86 pounds of meth that had a purity of 100%. Jimenez is scheduled to be sentenced on July 27th. He faces a minimum of 10 years in prison and a fine of $10 million. FM News Talk time. It is 12:19.
At your traffic right now, they're still working a non-injury collision on eastbound Interstate 80. It is out in Mustang, right there by the Chevron station, not too far from the Mustang exit. Watch yourself in that area. Now, also, southbound 580, Plum Lane. Just before you get to Plum Lane, there is a broken down vehicle off to the side. It's not really impacting traffic. And as you heard earlier, the chain controls up in the mountains have all been lifted. If you're headed over to California, now's the time. It's 43 degrees in Verdi, 49 in Dayton, 55 in Yerington, 36 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weather forecast.
By the time the storm's over in the mountains tomorrow afternoon, could see 1 to 4 inches at lake level. Most of the heavier snow will be on the west side of the Tahoe Basin. Daytime highs in the low 40s around the lake, staying in the low 50s to mid-50s in the valleys. New sandals are in at a proper fit. Shop the largest selection of stylish sandals from Atrex, Birkenstock, Tao, Stansko, Allegria, and more. Proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
K. KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
At age 18, backwoodsman Abraham Lincoln built a flatboat for hire on the Ohio River. One day, two strangers appeared on the landing asking for passage. Once safely delivered across with their trunks, each man tossed a silver half dollar onto Lincoln's boat. Years later, Lincoln recounted, "I could scarcely believe my eyes that by honest work a poor boy such as I had earned a dollar in less than a day. It was a most important incident in my life. The world seemed fairer, and I was a more hopeful and confident person from that time." This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
For honest work and the best value this side of the Ohio River, call Lincoln Heating and Air. We were honored by the Nevada Business Magazine as a family-owned business finalist in Northern Nevada. Give us a call, 359-1985, or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Nice weather is finally here, and it's time to spruce up your yard. Florence Fence can provide you with a beautiful new fence. We offer a full line of fence products. Custom gates of all types are our specialty. Our custom fabricator can make a custom gate that will help enhance the look of your property. Call us now so we can provide a free estimate. Call us at 775-267-9918 or visit us on the web at florencefenceinc.com.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
We have some good matchups today in high school baseball and softball. In baseball, number 3 Galena is at number 1 Minogue. The Grizzlies have won 6 of their last 7. In softball, number 2 versus number 1 when Spanish Springs visits Minogue. Nevada softball took Northern Colorado yesterday 6-1 in a non-conference game. Pac baseball hosting St. Mary's this afternoon before UNLV comes to town for a weekend series. Aces open their series this week in El Paso tonight. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
And FM News Talk time, it is 12:23, 48 degrees right now, Reno Tahoe International Airport. If you're just checking in with us, some good news in the search for a missing Reno woman.
85-year-old Lang Bongers. Lang was last seen walking eastbound from the 500 block of East Plum Lane at approximately 1:30 p.m. Lang was last seen wearing a black vest, black pants, and black shoes, and was carrying a blue tote bag.
But good news, Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio says she was located safe a short time ago. Time right now for today's To Your Health.
Having more kids is a good thing for the mother's health. That's according to a new study done partly in Texas. It shows that exposure to estrogen appears to protect the brain. Dr. Sudha Seshadri at UT Health San Antonio was a co-author of the study. She says 3 or more live births are associated with a reduced risk of stroke. A new student-led bill would require California schools to teach digital wellness in their health classes, covering topics like healthy screen time and safe social media use. The legislation aims to help students understand how technology affects mental health without restricting access. It comes after recent court rulings against companies like Meta and Google for addictive features. Health update. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Longtime Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin is set to join NBC's Football Night in America. Multiple reports say Tomlin will be featured as a studio analyst on the network's Sunday night pregame show. This comes after Tomlin stepped down as the Steelers head coach in January. You might know Tomlin coached the franchise for 19 seasons, finishing with a 193 win, 114 loss, and 2 tie record while never posting a losing season. He led the team to a win in Super Bowl 43 and another appearance at Super Bowl 45. Well, the Leonid meteor shower is expected to bring fiery streaks to the night sky with its peak overnight tonight.
Skywatchers can expect 10 to 20 shooting stars per hour, best viewed in rural areas away from city lights, right before sunrise. No special equipment is needed. Just look towards the northeastern sky. Allow your eyes 20 to 30 minutes to adjust to the dark. I'm Sarah Walters.
The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a case involving whether or not Catholic preschools in Colorado must accept children from same-sex couples in order to receive state funding.
A state law allowing public and private schools to take part in a universal preschool program includes a non-discrimination provision. The Archdiocese of Denver argues that the rule is at odds with its religious rights. Arguments in the case are expected to be heard in the fall. I'm Mark Neufield.
Adults who reported feeling lonely have a higher risk of developing degenerate heart valve disease. That's according to a new study in the Journal of the American Heart Association. The study shows smoking, excessive alcohol, drinking, and inactivity are big factors linking loneliness to degenerative heart valve disease, which researchers say is becoming more common. They say results show addressing loneliness could help delay disease progression and postpone surgical procedures such as valve replacement. Time right now for today's Taste of Hollywood.
Madonna giving fans a preview of her new album. The Queen of Pop debuting her new song, I Feel So Free, on iHeartRadio's Pride Radio. The song set to appear on the singer's upcoming album, Confessions 2, the sequel to her 2005 album, Confessions on a Dance Floor. The new record will be out July 3rd. Lana Del Rey sharing the new theme song for the James Bond video game 007 First Light. It's called First Light and was written and composed by Lana and David Arnold. The new track is the official title song for the game. It's available to stream now. 007 First Light will launch May 27th. Carol G heading out on a stadium tour this summer. The Colombian pop star will kick off a tour July 24th at Chicago's Soldier Field. She'll make more than a dozen stops across the U.S., including L.A., Phoenix, San Antonio, Boston, and New York City. Carol G will wrap up the U.S. leg of her world tour October 15th in Dallas. Alan Osmond, the oldest of the Osmond brothers, has passed away. The 76-year-old entertainer died surrounded by his wife and their 8 sons. His family says he battled MS for about 40 years before his diagnosis. He helped his singing family climb the pop charts in the 70s. Osmond also survived by 30 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, and his 7 brothers and sisters, including Donnie and Marie. That's entertainment. I'm Jennifer Bolsoni.
To Minnesota now, where there's something of a state flag fight.
The city of Elk River, Minnesota, joining at least 8 other communities that have approved resolutions to display the state's old flag. Instead of the new controversial design adopted 2 years ago, that opponents say scraps Minnesota's history and heritage. Others have said the new flag mimics the flag of Somalia. The decision on whether to display a state flag is by law in Minnesota, left to each city to decide. Elk River's choice to raise the old flag, after 75% of residents supported that decision. Jeff Manosso, Fox News.
California Governor Newsom criticizing the Trump White House for appealing a key federal rule regulating greenhouse gas emissions. He warns the rollback of the endangerment finding could make climate-related disasters worse across the country. A Newsom spokesperson said the move ignores science and could lead to more wildfires, heat deaths, floods, and droughts. Experts warn repealing the rule could also cause confusion about how to follow federal climate laws, though state rules will still apply while courts review the decision. The endangerment finding, created in 2009 during the Obama administration, allowed the government to regulate greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide. Word is, it is Kentucky Derby weekend, and Churchill Downs Incorporated announcing it's entering an agreement to acquire the intellectual property rights of the Preakness Stakes. The $85 million acquisition also includes the Black Eyed Susan Stakes. Under the agreement, the Louisville-based company will license the rights necessary to conduct both races to the state of Maryland for an annual fee. The CEO of Churchill Downs said in a statement the acquisition adds one of the most iconic brands in American sports to their portfolio. The sale is expected to close after the 2026 running of the Preakness Stakes, which is set for May 16th. FM News Talk time, it is 12:30. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the world.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
News. I'm John Saucier. Federal Reserve Chair nominee Kevin Warsh appearing for a confirmation hearing before the Senate Banking Committee today.
Monetary policymakers must act in the nation's interest. Their decisions the product of rigor, deliberation, and unclouded decision making.
The nominee's confirmation could depend on the support of North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis. He said he would not confirm Warsh until the Justice Department drops its investigation into the current Fed chair, Jerome Powell. His term expires next month. Representative Sheila Sherfalos McCormick resigning from Congress, the Florida Democrat, doing this rather than being formally disciplined by the House as part of an ethics investigation into her use of campaign funds. She wrote in a social media post that the internal investigation process was unfair. America is listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk Time. It is 12:31. A very good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff. 48 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport as the news continues this hour. Existing home sales slowed more than expected in March.
The National Association of Realtors says sales decreased 3.6% to an annual rate of just under 4 million units in March. The group's chief economist noted sales remained sluggish and below last year's pace due to economic concerns and historically low inventory. Month-over-month sales fell in all four regions of the country. The median price for a single-family home was $412,400 in March, up 1.3% from last year. I'm Matt Mattinson.
Other news that we're following this hour, Apple has a new CEO. Tim Cook will step down as Apple's head. It's his core, if you will. He'll be replaced by John Ternus, Apple's Senior Vice President of Hardware Engineering.
Tim Cook has played a pivotal role in Apple's expansion, not only into new technology like the smartwatch and AirPods, but as a company. Apple's market capitalization is now around $4 trillion. In a statement, Cook said being the CEO of Apple has been the greatest privilege of his life. He will hand the reins over to Ternus on September 1st, but he's not entirely disappearing. He'll become the executive chairman of Apple's board of directors. Cook took over the post of CEO from legendary Apple co-founder Steve Jobs in 2011. Tony Waterman, Washington.
Meantime, you've probably spent more in March than you did the month before, but word is, most of it all went to one place.
Retail sales jumped more than expected last month, with much of the increase going right into people's gas tanks. The Census Bureau, which tabulates the data, shows they rose 1.7% in March, which is more than the 1.4% that analysts were expecting. The jump, driven by a 15.5% spike in gasoline spending brought on by the war with Iran. I'm Daria Albinger.
FM News Talk Time, it is 12:34.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty with some great news. Brothers Home Improvement Spring Sale has been extended through the end of April.
This sale is the first time ever that Brothers has offered 0% financing for 24 months. That's no interest till 2028.
And you'll get up to $1,000 off on installed windows. This is amazing.
Brothers Home Improvement is a trusted, true family business made up of nine brothers and sisters who are always striving for your complete satisfaction.
We love Brothers Windows. They care about you at Brothers like you're part of their family. The nine brothers and sisters that put this thing together, real lifetime warranties, and they really take pride in their work.
Premium, high quality, energy efficient windows, only the highest quality craftsmanship, and these beautiful energy saving windows are going to make your house more valuable and lower your bills.
Thousands of happy and satisfied homeowners over 30 years. Don't miss this extended spring sale. 0% financing for 24 months.
And never any sales pressure. Go to brotherswindows.com to get started. Brotherswindows.com.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good.
Staying in the mid-50s into the evening time. By the time sun sets, we'll drop into the mid-40s, overnight lows mid-30s. New sandals are in at a proper fit. Shop the largest selection of stylish sandals from Atrex, Birkenstock, Taos, Dansko, Allegria, and more. Feel comfort with style. You'll want to take them home. A proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news. KKFT.
New home sale data shows we're still a pretty pricey place to live. I'm John Potter for the new news. Sierra Nevada Realtors came out with these new first quarter numbers. The Washoe County home price median jumped $10,000 compared to the same time last year to $580,000. And that's excluding incline. Carson City down $12,000 to $535,000. The Douglas County median home sale price dropped to $645,000. Lyon County increased to $410,000, Story County dropped to $615,000, and the Churchill County median home price rose to $397,000. They also report more homes closed in Churchill County than ever before. The hottest home sale market for January through March was Washoe County, which surpassed 1,000 sale closings for the second straight quarter. I'm John Potter for the new news on FM News Talk 99.1 KKFT.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk KKFT.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks reversing earlier gains and are lower in afternoon trading as Iran ceasefire uncertainty is keeping investors on edge, which is offsetting upbeat earnings and AI optimism. While a jump in oil prices is also adding to investors' worries, with U.S. oil popping to around $93 a barrel. In the meantime, the heat is on Capitol Hill. Fed Governor Kevin Warsh, President Trump's pick to lead the central bank, is testifying today before the Senate Banking Committee. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors are lower, led by tech and industrials, while energy is the only gainer. And United Health Group shares are jumping over 8% after the health insurer reported first quarter results that substantially beat Wall Street expectations, and the company raised its annual guidance, signaling progress in its turnaround efforts. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:38. We've got 48 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Time right now for a moment with Mike, but Mike is not here. He's in Australia right now. So we are helping out with a good friend Brian Wheeler from Keystone CPAs. Keystone CPAs is about all things money. Give them a call at 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. Brian, a very good afternoon to you.
Yep, good afternoon.
We heard just a few moments ago that retail sales are up. Yes, that's true, but most of that is going right into people's gas tanks because they're spending more, of course, on gasoline for various sundry reasons that we don't need to go into here. But, you know, we talk about financial uncertainty. I had to pay, what was it, $4.45 a gallon from where I live in Lyon County this morning. Tomorrow morning, that could be up to $5 a gallon. It already is all over Reno. How do you plan for that when you know that when you don't know what the price of the cost is to fill up your tank the very next day?
You know, it's really challenging. We just don't know. It's like so many things, even in the stock market. The uncertainty drives the markets in crazy places.
Yeah.
So it's really important, I think, during these times to stay disciplined, stay more balanced in how you approach everything in life. And, you know, when you're paying a little more in the gas tank, you got to kind of save in other places a little bit, just kind of keep things in an even keel.
And that starts simply, like maybe not getting some coffee at the gas station that you go to.
It's amazing how little things will add up, yes, for sure.
I would imagine so. You know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, providing financial security for yourself in this uncertain time. I mean, what should people be doing with their money?
You know, I think it's really important during uncertain times like we have right now to be disciplined and just make sure we're not making emotional decisions right now. You know, some people want to take and go to cash, stick their money in a coffee can and bury it in the backyard until things settle down. But I would argue that's probably not the best idea. Usually we forget where we buried things, but also we'll unbury them and put them back into play probably too late and miss some opportunities along the way if we're not disciplined.
Well, that's why I have a dog. Trust me, she remembers everything. When uncertainty does rise, of course, you mentioned people burying things in the backyard, but what are some of the other mistakes that people unfortunately make when it comes to this sort of thing?
You know, I think it's trying to time the markets, you know, mm-hmm. kind of related to that same discussion. You know, do I get in now? Do I get out now? I think people have a tendency to want to wait long enough to see where the trends are, and by the time they make decisions, they're usually too late.
Hmm.
So by just be more mindful of what are my immediate cash needs and putting an appropriate amount of money in a safe spot right now, but allowing the other monies to grow. Paying attention to proper allocation right now is important, but really keeping that discipline to keep growth money in growth places and safe money in safe places makes a lot of sense.
There will be some who panic and say, you know what, I can't contribute anything to a 401k no matter the company match. It could be a 100% match. It wouldn't matter dollar for dollar. That, too, could be a classified as a mistake, couldn't it?
Oh, yeah, I think so. You know, we've got to be able to afford our lifestyle today for sure. But we also need to be able to afford to support our lifestyle in the future. Mm-hmm. And if we can't kind of balance those two things along the way, I think a lot of people end up kind of holding an empty bag at the wrong time. Mm-hmm. And just that means that retirement just doesn't play out like we'd hope to.
Yeah, and that would be a shame. What about for those, I mean, this is not necessarily retirement related, but what about those who say, you know what, I need to get a used Tesla right now. That'll solve everything. I imagine that used car prices will reflect the current realities, wouldn't they?
Oh, I think so. I'm sure demand will go up a little bit on electric vehicles because of the gas prices and the situation we have.
Mm-hmm.
I would just remind people, though, that all things like this do pass. I don't think the high gas prices are here forever.
Yeah.
So, you know, to make a knee-jerk reaction to change vehicles right away, unless you were planning on having the Tesla anyhow, or unless you really want that electric vehicle for the way it rides and the way it maintains, I just don't think making a decision like that because of gas prices today is smart in the long haul.
I would imagine not. You know what? I mean, I was, this dates me. I'm old enough to remember 1979, and I remember my folks keeping an emergency can of gas on hand. We're not anywhere like that. It's important to have a little bit of perspective. Where nobody's talking about anything like that, right?
I have not heard anybody use the word embargo. Haven't heard that term for many, many, many decades.
Let's just play with house money a little bit. If there were to be an embargo, what would happen?
You know, it's been so long since we've been in that place. I would imagine we'd see lines again at the gas pumps. I'd imagine we'd see people trying to put gasoline in containers that don't really support gas storage.
Mm-hmm.
Just chaos hits. You know, people just don't know how to react and they get a little wacky.
Yes, and a lot of the generations have never seen anything like what happened in 1979. Hopefully, we would not have a return to the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit. If you're a business owner, you know, we all want businesses to expand because that means more jobs, more money in the economy. But have you seen a lot of businesses saying, now, whoa, wait a minute, maybe we don't expand so fast. Maybe we don't, you know, do that expansion we planned.
Yeah, I think that happens every time there's uncertainty in the air, especially when there's events we can't control and we just don't know the outcomes on. So people do pump the brakes a little bit. I think that's probably appropriate. You know,
mm-hmm.
that in addition to making sure we have enough cash reserves sitting on the sidelines so we can weather through these, you know, minor storms.
Right.
We're hoping it's a minor storm at least.
Yes, we certainly do hope that. After all, summer is coming and so is the driving season. We want to take those road trips and go on vacations and such. I can't wait for that. Brian Wheeler with Keystone CPAs. Again, my friend, thank you so much for joining us and we will talk again tomorrow.
Sounds great. Look forward to it.
All right. And, of course, if you need money help, Keystone CPAs is the place to be. 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. FM News Talk Time. It's 1244.
Taking a look at your traffic right now, we're doing okay up in the mountains. No chain controls. However, it is snowing on Donner Pass and at Mount Rose. I just checked. There are no controls right now, but be prepared in case they decide to change their minds. Otherwise, we are collision and incident free right now. No problem. This just handed to me. I take that back. We have a non-injury collision on 395 at Highway 50 at that big intersection in the southern portion of Carson City. It is 49 degrees in Sparks and in Wellington, 47 in Minden, 35 degrees in Incline Village. Here's your weather forecast.
Sprinkle here and there, but by and large, dry weather in the valleys. And in the mountains, the winter weather advisory goes till 5 tomorrow afternoon. New sandals are in at a proper fit. Shop the largest selection of Stiley sandals from Atrex, Birkenstock, Taos, Dansko, Allegria, and more. Feel comfort with style. You'll want to take them home. Proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Right after the noon news, Guy Benson at 1 on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years. I would try drugstore insoles and supports.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, we know the search for pain relief can feel like a hopeless ordeal.
I've been through surgeries, foot injections. I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life.
At the Good Feet Store, we hear stories every day of all kinds of cheap inserts, expensive shoes, and other failed remedies people have tried that just didn't work.
I was trying all different things. Not a single one worked. And then I was driving past the Good Feet store, and I thought, why not? Give it a try. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support for my feet. Then it was like, okay, this is different. These make a difference.
I'm so glad I met Good Feet. It changed my life.
Don't lose hope. Give the Good Feet store a try. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
When the power goes out and you're wondering if it's going to be out for a few minutes or a few hours, maybe even a few days, take control of your power by getting a Generac home backup generator. Generac is the leading brand and most trusted. You can have one installed by Capital Control Systems for as low as $125 a month on approved credit. Call now while supplies last. 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
At Campani Capital Ford, the new Ford F-150 is built for how Northern Nevada works and drives. From early mornings on the job site to weekends out on the road, the F-150 delivers the power, capability, and durability drivers have trusted for generations. It's tough, versatile, and ready for whatever the day throws your way, with the strength to handle the hard work and comfort to take you wherever you need to go. And right now, it's the perfect time to get behind the wheel. Get up to $7,250 in total cash on select new Ford F-150 models. That's real savings on a truck built to do it all, day in and day out. See the Ford F-150 today at Capital Ford, where you always pay lower taxes and less fees. OAC excludes Ford Lightning and Raptor on select models. Ends 4/30/2026. Less taxes than Reno Sparks. Excludes leases. See dealer for details.
Steve's Water Heater Installations. Yeah, this is Steve. What's more, I just want to say thank you for helping me keep my business rolling all throughout this area in Northern Nevada. Listen, I'm not just another lone wolf plumber. I got support. Now, I'm licensed. I'm insured. Problem with your plumbing? Call me. If I don't answer right away, that means that I'm probably underneath the house or I got my hands busy on a tool. I'm the smart choice. You can call me at 775-351-6047.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios,
this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
FM News Talk Time, it is 1248, 48 degrees right now, Reno Tahoe International Airport. If you're just checking in with us, new this hour, a funeral for former Churchill County Sheriff Richard Hickox has been planned for May 2nd. Hickox passed away on April 11th due to complications from cancer. He was replaced by Undersheriff Leah Roscoe. His funeral will be held at noon on May 2nd at the Rafter 3C Arena in Fallon. If you'd like, you are invited to pay respects to Hickox, who served Churchill County for 28 years. There will also be a live stream of the funeral service. A top name in artificial intelligence believes AI does not have to mean the end of Hollywood blockbusters.
The CEO at OpenAI, Sam Altman, thinks Hollywood will actually double down on humans in movies. He tells Variety the growth of AI will make audiences more eager to see real people making films. Recently, Altman and Disney had a falling out, but Altman is hopeful the two companies will work together again soon. Altman spoke about the role of government in AI, too, telling Variety, quote, "I think some regulation will be important." I'm Rory O'Neill.
Well, he tried to move meth in Reno, and now he's going to prison. 36-year-old Jose Jimenez Martinez pleading guilty after the feds searched his apartment in Madera, California, just north of Fresno. They found more than 86 pounds of meth that had a purity of 100%. Jimenez is scheduled to be sentenced on July 27th. He faces a minimum of 10 years in prison, a fine of $10 million. The news site InfoWars may very well have a new owner,
Word is that the comedy news site The Onion has announced a plan to buy InfoWars and have submitted their plan to a judge in Texas. Alex Jones owes the families of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting more than $1 billion after he was found liable for spreading conspiracy theories about the 2012 massacre. The Onion CEO says his company plans to pay the families some money since they're still waiting for Jones to pay up.
We live in a world that is consumed by graphs and people telling you that you're one enema away from solving all of your problems. Alex Jones kind of lived in that thing too. He got you really afraid of, the fluoride in the water and all these other things, and then he would sell you a solution.
Jones has appealed to rulings related to the defamation suit and the liquidation of the company. He says he'll still broadcast under a different name in a different studio. A judge in Texas needs to sign off on the Onion's proposal. FM News Talk Time, 1251.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
Oh, Night Monsters are in Kansas City getting ready for the playoff opener against the Mavericks Thursday. Aces are in El Paso this week, and Nevada baseball has a game this afternoon against St. Mary's. Yesterday, Nevada softball won a non-conference game in Colorado, 6-1. The Pack had been in Colorado for a weekend series. They swept at Colorado State. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
It's difficult to make a man miserable when he feels worthy of himself and claims kindred to the great God who made him. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
I'm Wes Duncan, and I'm running for district attorney to make Washoe County safer. In this race, I'm grateful for the unanimous support of law enforcement in our region. I'll be tough on crime, enforce the law, and always back the blue. As an Iraq War veteran, I've seen firsthand the breakdown of the rule of law, and as Sparks City Attorney, we fought homeless camps, retail theft, and human trafficking. We need change in the district attorney's office, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college. They're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
If you don't have gas in your home, but something doesn't smell good.
Ew, what's that smell?
If it smells like rotten eggs, there could be a leak in your neighborhood.
Now what do I do?
If you suspect a leak, move fast, call 911 and Southwest Gas.
From a safe location.
But I don't have natural gas in my home.
Gas lines are buried all around, so even if you don't have gas,
I know, call 911 and Southwest Gas.
FM Top Weather.
Staying in the mid-50s into the evening time. By the time sun sets, we'll drop into the mid-40s, overnight lows mid-30s. New sandals are in at a proper fit. Shop the largest selection of stylish sandals from Atrex, Birkenstock, Taos, Dansko, Allegria, and more. Feel comfort with style. You'll want to take them home. A proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
48 degrees right now, Reno Tahoe International Airport from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neft, and it's our top local story. And we've learned of a SWAT team call-out in Douglas County from this morning. It went down in Gardnerville off Alicia Circle. That's right near Tillman Lane and Muir Drive. Officers executed a search warrant around 5:45 a.m. after a two-month investigation into 46-year-old Brandon Michael Kinnon. He's in the jail in Minden on a number of charges. Other local news, a fire, this one in Sparks, burning two homes. That blaze breaking out around 7 o'clock last night in the area of Comalite and Earthstone. Amateur video shot from the scene shows black smoke billowing from the fire site. Authorities say they're investigating the cause of the blaze. One out of their home in Verdi after a fire last night. This happened off Highway 40 around 9:15 p.m. Truckee Meadows Fire Rescue says a number of cats who live there are also now homeless. The Red Cross is helping out. No one hurt and no word on the cause of the fire. A traffic stop turns into a crash that puts two in the hospital off Audi and Sutro. The Washoe Sheriff says this happened around 11:30 p.m. Reno police tried stopping a black sedan, but that car took off and slammed right into the other car involved. The intersection was closed for hours while police helped get things cleaned up. Well, word is from the University of Michigan there is a controversy involving the Board of Regents there, and word is that one of the Democratic candidates for the University of Michigan Board of Regents election facing criticism for his past statements on Hezbollah.
Michigan's Democratic Party dumped an incumbent regent, Jordan Acker, who is Jewish. Democrats endorsed Amir Macklin. He's an attorney who represented students who had been charged criminally during the anti-Israel protests last summer. Internet archives show Macklin also reposted, then later deleted, praise for Hezbollah's former leader, Hassan Nasrallah, and an aide to Nasrallah, which called him a martyr. He reposted items from Candace Owens that had anti-Semitic language, calling Israelis demons and denounced Israel as demonic and being defined by bloodlust. Macklin and another Democrat will face two Republicans. Both Republicans are Jewish and very public about fighting anti-Semitism on campus.
And that's Fox's Mike Tobin. President Trump will be reading from the Bible today as part of a nationwide event. The group Christians Engaged asked the president to participate in the America Reads the Bible event, reading from the Second Chronicles chapter 7 in the Oval Office. Bunny Pounds is the group's founder and president.
We needed somebody special to read 2 Chronicles chapter 7 because it's such a critical passage.
And word is that several past and present Trump administration officials will also take part in that reading. Opening statements are scheduled today in Harvey Weinstein's third Manhattan sex crimes trial.
The former Star Hollywood producer faces accusations he raped actress Jessica Mann at a Manhattan hotel more than a decade ago. At last year's trial, a jury could not reach a verdict on the matter, but did decide that Weinstein was guilty of sexually assaulting another woman. The 74-year-old Weinstein was convicted of raping Mann in 2020, but the verdict was overturned. The trial is expected to last about 2 weeks. In New York, I'm Scott Pringle.
And teens using cannabis are showing signs of cognitive delays. We'll talk about that tomorrow coming up here on KKFT Midday. So glad that you joined us today. My name is Greg Neff for Phil, and of course, John, and of course, Greg. I sure do appreciate you hanging out with us and letting us inform you of what's going on. We will be back tomorrow before you know it with all the news that's happening in Northern Nevada and beyond. I'm Greg Neff. Make it a great day, everyone.
First with Fox. First on FM 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, a service of the Evans Broadcast Company.